Coming up on this episode of the weekly podcast from Radio Today, Emma Corsham is at the Audio Production Awards talking to a handful of the winners. We've also got James Cridland here on the need for standards in metadata for things like RDS and DAB. And there's more radio history from the archives with David Lloyd's Radio Moments.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Before all that, though, Radio Today's editor, Roy Martin, is with us for our weekly Bauer strategy meeting here on the Radio Today programme.
Editor and industry expert, I'll have you know.
You're an industry expert? When did that happen?
Oh, hang on a minute. No, I'm not. No. Sorry, I got that wrong. I thought I was, but I'm not.
Does that mean I'm not one either?
Correct. Yes. Only the likes of Adam Bowie, James Cridland, Matt Deegan, they're industry experts. We're not. It was on Digital Spy, but we're not.
You've not been reading that crap again, have you?
It must be true. I was sent a link because my name was there and your name was there.
Don't feed the troll. Don't feed the troll. Yeah. Anyway, on with the Bauer strategy meeting. We can be non-experts but still have an opinion because that's what we do. We've got lots of Bauer stuff to talk about this week as we start the podcast. Not least, this poaching that's going on. It was some BBC people to commercial radio. Now it's commercial radio people to the BBC.
Yeah, it's a good game, isn't it? I'm looking forward to the next move on the big board game. Ricky, Melvin and Charlie going to BBC Radio
1.
We didn't expect that, did we?
No, and they're going to do The Late Show.
Which is bizarre, because which radio station would hire three award-winning presenters to do a two-hour show at 9 o'clock at night? What's the plan there, I wonder?
And presumably a producer and an assistant producer and probably a studio manager yeah. there. So
I was speaking to radio industry expert Matt Deegan, who says that clearly
never heard of him.
They're obviously planned to take over one of the more peak time slots when that becomes available.
I see. Yes, it does make sense. It makes sense, doesn't it? And talking of Bauer shocks, we had another one this week as well because they're flipping format.
Oh, flipping heck, they are. Magic is going Christmas on the main station on 105.4 in London and across the UK on DAB. And everywhere else you can listen to Magic with Ronan and Harriet at breakfast. It's going to be all Christmassy. So what do you think? Will that alienate listeners? Will people start tuning away their breakfast dials sooner than January because of the Christmas tunes?
I was talking to the radio industry expert Matt Deegan, and he told me that... We keep this up. He told me that apparently it works well in the States, and AC stations that flip format into Christmas stations usually get some good audience as a result, so it might work here.
I get that, and I understand that, and I recognise it, but I'm not sure the average Londoner will put up with this from November.
Yeah, I mean, there's a split, isn't there? Some people love the Christmas songs and they can't get enough of it, and some people really don't want it until the week before Christmas, and perhaps those people are going to go sampling round the dial, find another breakfast show they like, and stick with that instead.
Yeah, and it'd be good news if it's another Bauer station, bad news if it's a global station.
Or a BBC station. Other stations are available.
Other stations are available, yes. Sorry, Greg, and everybody else.
But despite this strategising that we're doing for Bauer, we must thank them as well, because they invited us to go to Hits Radio Live in Manchester the other night, and we had a good night out, didn't we?
I'm quite surprised of all the slagging off we do of Bauer, we get to go to their concert, and all the slagging off I do of Global. I get to go to Jingle Bell Ball as well in a couple of weeks, so... It's not bad, is it? I must say more bad things and get more good things in return.
You'll be able to compare the Jingle Bell Ball with Hits Radio Live. But I thought it was a good gig. Very well produced, very slick, nice and noisy, and some good acts on as well.
One thing I did notice, because I'm a geek and not a radio industry expert, is that there are no jingles. You'd think they'd play some jingles in between the acts and when everybody's waiting, and some basic promotion for... the Hits Radio Network, you know, listen on DAB and 103 FM in Manchester. There was a couple of spoken sweepers, but no jingles. Can you imagine 20,000 people singing that new logo? That would have been, that's a missed opportunity.
There was a kind of good hour and a half, nearly 2 hours actually, where there was no presenters on stage. So there was a few acts came on and it was just announced by VOs and the graphics on the screen. There was Gethin and Gemma and Dave on stage a couple of times during the night, and they were obviously promoting their breakfast show and whipping up the crowd. And Sarah Jane Crawford was out and about in the crowd talking to some people on the with the cameras and getting them on the big screen and getting them on the mic and stuff, but a bit of a missed opportunity to really plug the radio station. I don't know how Global do it with Jingle Bell Ball and their gigs, whether they use more of their talent or not.
Oh, they do, yeah. It's all over. You know, the Capital, you can't move for the Capital logo, and in between every act, the voiceover Howard is on saying Capital, 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 all over the place.
Yeah, well, you couldn't move for the Hits Radio branding, you know, give them that, and there were some really nice shiny big screens that we were admiring and wanting in our lounge, weren't we?
Yeah, really high quality screens. I must Google that and see what it is.
Well, there we are. But thank you to Kat and Amelia and the guys from Bauer for inviting us to go to Hits Radio Live. It was a good night out, and we got to see Little Mix as a threesome.
What? Oh, right, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yes, there was
and I quite enjoyed the 600-mile round trip to go on the night. It was good.
Thanks for coming.
No problem.
Right, what else has been going on this week? You've been up to Manchester to meet me for a night out, but also you went to London for the Audio Production Awards. We're going to hear from Emma, who was talking to some of the winners later in this podcast. Another good awards, too?
You know, one of the best. It was. It's a good one because it's a lot more informal than some of the bigger ones. Trevor Nelson did a really good job this year. He did a good job last year. But this year he was more settled, and the jokes were, the sarcasm and the jokes and just the general presentation of Trevor and the banter he had with the rest of the hosts. Yeah, really good, really good. If you can go next year, then certainly advise it, especially if Trevor's back on the bill for hosting.
And we're a few awards shows down now. We've had the Student Radio Awards and the APAs, and we've had the ARIAs. We've still got the Gillards and the IRNs coming up early in the new year, so we're right in the middle of awards season in the industry at the minute. It's an exciting time.
Considering I don't really like awards, I do go to a few and judge a few as well.
We all know your opinions on awards. We don't need to hear those again. Oh, and it was Vox at the weekend as well, so if you went to that and had a great time, hello to you. Plenty of events in the radio calendar at the moment. You'll find all those, of course, in your 24 hours in radio daily email from Radio Today, which if you don't get already, you can sign up for at radiotoday.co.uk.
Indeed, you took my line. Thank you very much, Drew.
There's the plug. Thanks for coming on, Roy. Back with you next week. Just before we leave this section, a special couple of mentions to say best wishes and get well soon to Trevor Marshall from Jack FM Oxford, one of the breakfast team there. He's been off work a couple of weeks after suffering a minor stroke and spoke to the team on air this week to explain to listeners the reasons why he'd not been on air. So all the best to you, Trevor. I've not seen you for a little while. And also this week, some sad news about Gavin Ford, who was on Radio Caroline and has been working in the Lebanon for the last 20 years or so at Radio One there, found dead this week in his apartment just outside Beirut. So thoughts with Gavin's colleagues and friends and family, of course, as well.
Phone calls, social media, SMS, email, codec control and visualization through the same interface. Phone box from Broadcast Bionics. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
It is the Radio Today programme, and as we mentioned, the Audio Production Awards were on in the last week. Emma Corsham was there, and she's been speaking to some of the winners. You're going to hear from Jez Nelson from Something Else, who won the Gold Award, Liam Hadley and Ben Stones from the BBC Radio Pop Hub Station Sound team, Steve Urquhart, a double winner, Best Music Producer and Best Sound Designer. And we'll start with Graham Albans from Radio 2's Chris Evans Breakfast Show. They won the Best Live Event Outside Broadcast Production.
This was for the royal wedding that we did at Windsor. And the wonderful thing about this award was that everyone else in the category that was nominated was an individual, very talented individual. But we were the only people on the list who was actually a team. And what's lovely is that this really is such a tight-knit team that you can't really separate us out into individuals. We come as a package, and it was a team that won this award. It was a team that put it all together. It was a team that delivered it, and it was a team that collected it. So that's a lovely thing in itself.
Can I ask, on behalf of the team, though, to individualise yourself, Graham?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm Graham.
This is Graham. And so lots of work behind the royal wedding coverage. What was your role in particular in that?
not to allow members of the public to push us out of the park. We basically were in a park with 4,000 people who had descended on Windsor to enjoy the royal atmosphere, and you know, we just had to switch a microphone on and soak some of it up, because it was like Glastonbury for royalists. It was mad, but it was wicked. So it was just that Chris had to speak to as many people as he possibly could, have some live music to entertain the crowds that had gathered. You know, we spoke to everyone from a kid who had dressed up like a policeman to an actual policeman who was there to keep everyone safe. So my job was to hold Chris's hand through that. Not that he needed it, because he did a bloody brilliant job, and it was Chris Evans at his absolute best. So it was a privilege to even be in the park.
Hello.
Hello, I'm with double award winner for the night, Steve Urquhart.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm slightly shell-shocked. It's a bit weird, but it's great.
Also, best outfit of the night, I think. What colour would you call this, your jumper?
This is a sort of lime green, I would say.
Lime?
I don't know. Yeah. I've got silver shoes and nails to match.
Perfect.
Which is a bit weird.
And the two awards you won tonight, which ones were those?
Well, since you ask, they were best music producer and best sound designer.
Amazing.
Yes.
Well done.
Well, thank you very much. And when I was up there, the first one that I won, because I won two, you know.
But anyway. Two?
Yeah.
Double?
I did. Apparently
double
so.
Double as many as all the other ones tonight who won anything.
And when I went up there, Trevor Nelson said, it's nice to win, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, it's better than losing, isn't it? So, yeah, it's like, isn't that nice? I feel like I got up on stage and just waffled and can't really remember very much about what I said. So, you know, there were lots of people I didn't thank. So to anyone who I didn't thank who might hear this, thank you. Because, you know, there's... I couldn't just make stuff and put it on the radio myself. Well, I could, but nobody would hear it, so, you know. And also, it would be rubbish if people weren't in it as well. So lots of people agree to pitch my stuff and commission my stuff and to be in the programmes that I make. So, you know, there's too many to mention, but, you know, they're all really very, very important. And so, yeah, there'd be no awards without them.
Fantastic. What a thrilling evening you must be having. Have a wonderful night.
It's quite weird, but thank you very much.
So I've just dragged Jess Nelson away from the dance floor. Gold winner this evening.
Yeah.
Surprised?
I am genuinely totally surprised. Had no idea at all. And my colleagues, I think one or two of my colleagues knew, but they kept a very good secret. So yes, surprised, which is why I didn't have anything prepared at all. And yes, normally I can string sentences together from nowhere, but I found it very hard up there tonight.
They did wait right until the end of the night as well, so if you've had a few drinks...
Well, luckily I actually hadn't, so yeah, not too many. Anyway, one maybe, but yeah.
And long CV that they read out of all these places you've been working and things like that, and you said that Trevor Nelson was also someone you'd listened to when growing up, and caused a little bit of issue when he sort of pointed out that.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's about the same age as me, but it's true, he was probably on the radio before I was, so he was someone that I listened to a lot. And you know, I grew up being someone who was obsessed with basically black music, which you couldn't hear on the radio at that point, legally, or very little of it anyway. So my big heroes were the pirate radio people on the pirate radio station, so Radio Invicta, and then Kiss FM. So people like Trevor, and then Giles Peterson, and you know, just those guys. So that's really where I got my love of sort of radio and broadcasting and music from. So it is genuinely an honour that now I get to work with all these people. Can't quite believe my luck.
And is it still as exciting as it was as a pirate station sort of turning up in the tower block?
It's different. I mean, it's a different kind of excitement. I mean, in a way, nothing will ever sort of top some of those experiences, because it was kind of felt, thank you, it felt like it was sort of us against the world, and there was a massive audience out there for what we were doing on pirate radio. But, you know, actually the attitude that I've always had in my career and in something else, the company, is quite a sort of pirate one. So we still take things to broadcasters and other clients that we think push the envelope a little bit. So we're still kind of telling them, look, you should be doing this, and doing what we can to get new music and new voices on the air. So yeah, it's still exciting.
Amazing. And where do you go from here? Gold awards? Where do you go? Platinum?
Beds tonight is where I go. No, I mean, you know, that's a real honour. And I feel blessed to have had a career in radio and broader media. But as I said when I received the award, the thing for me is it's incredible, really, and I don't every now and again think about it, but really my job and my passion are one in the same. So I wake up in the morning. In fact, my wife will tell you, much to her annoyance, I actually often listen to the radio all night long. I can't sleep very well, so I have earphones, I listen to the radio all night. So, you know, I probably listen to audio one way or another about 12 hours a day, and I love it as much as I ever did. And of course, it's like a golden time. So there's just so much great stuff out there, more and more. So, you know, I feel very, very lucky to have had a career in radio, and it's still as passionate about it as ever.
I'll let you get back to the dance floor and all the celebrations and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. I've dragged some more people away from the party. We're just around the corner, but they did bring the champagne. So,
cheers.
Hello, BBC Pop Hub Station Sound.
The catchiest name in the whole industry.
That's just a spurious title, but you know, we'll go with catchy.
A winner and an almost winner.
I'd say two winners.
Two winners.
100% two winners.
Thanks. Cheers for that.
Couldn't share the podium with anyone better.
Oh, very
good. You didn't invite him up, though.
He wouldn't come up.
No.
Why
not? No, Liam dressed for the occasion, so. It was only right that he won the award.
Liam Hadley, we did spot him on the way down to the stage getting redressed.
Yes.
Don't point that out.
No.
Oh, it's very warm in the auditorium.
Thankfully it was radio, so you couldn't see that his collar was up halfway through the speech.
I'm a mess. I get up at 4 a.m. I'm a mess. I don't know what the evening is.
So let everybody know how the evening began.
How did the evening... Oh, I overslept massively. So because I get up at 4 a.m. every day, I decided to treat myself to a nap this afternoon, which was supposed to be 20 minutes. Turned into an hour and a half. And I text Ben saying, oh, I'm not late at all, but I was an hour late.
Hour late. And what was the other message that I got? Where am I even going? Was the question.
I was very confused.
Thankfully, you turned up.
Breakfast radio messes people up in different ways.
And how are you coping? So you're the main sort of... go-to for Greg James' breakfast show now that's worked out.
Yeah.
Built all of the station sound for that and generally looking after the kind of sound day in, day out as well.
So yeah, I do the... I worked on the imaging for the launch with a company called Real World, who've been fantastic for the whole process. But on a day-to-day basis, I do the reactive stuff that happens in Greg's show. A lot of things are like related to the news stories. So like I'm a Celeb's been quite big this week. So we've done a lot of fun Celeb things. It just means I have to come in quite early and just do reactive content, basically. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a stressful way to start the day to go straight like head first into it. But I have fun.
All the joy and pain of a breakfast show without any of the big celebrity name over the door.
Pretty much, yeah. The joy comes at 10 a.m. when it's finished. But it's because it is quite intense because there's a lot of stuff to do. But it's exactly what I thought it would be. It's fast-paced, it's fun. The entire team are brilliant. I love working with everyone. It's great. It's the dream.
And Ben, you're also nominated in the same category. What have you been working on this year that got you into the top six?
So our team works across Radio 1, Radio 2, Six Music, Asia Network and One Extra. So it's quite it's certainly a busy environment to be in, and there's not many of us for kind of five national radio stations. So I feel like every programme team that comes to us and say, oh, we really need this, we're always saying how busy we are and how stretched we are. But I think actually we love what we do and we're really passionate about all the stations we work for. So to be able to make some incredible stuff with some incredible show teams and presenters is really quite special. Worked on all sorts of stuff this year is the answer to that question.
And where do you go from here? What's coming up over the next year?
Well, obviously a very, very busy year, what with... You know, just a couple of new shows launching.
I mean, we would have changed... By the end of the year, we would have changed three of the breakfast shows, won't we?
Yes.
Or was it four? No, it's three.
Three
of the biggest breakfast shows in the country we're changing. So that's what's next, I guess.
Sounds easy. Sounds, you know, could wrap that up in a day. You just change the name.
Just a bit of different music, it'll be fine.
Just get them to revoice...
If only it was that easy. We will... it'll be a busy few months, but it'll be worth it at the end of it, and actually we'll have some incredibly...
And famously, Christmas is the quietest time of the year for Station Town people, so it's the best time. But no, it's fun. It's really fun to have the opportunity to launch these things, because you grow up listening to Radio 2 Breakfast, or you grow up listening to Radio 1 Breakfast, or people listen to Six Music and they love it. It's like an actual part of their days, it's part of their routines, and to be quite a big part of the launch of those things is really exciting to be part of. And it's not just focusing on one thing, it is the fact that, like, millions of people listen to all of those stations, so every day people hear your work. And people, like with the Greg stuff, people hum the theme tune to me. They hum things like Unpopular Opinion more, but they still hum the actual theme tune. And it's crazy that that was something that we were discussing for a few weeks and going back and forth to get right. And it's working, and I'm excited to see what Zoe sounds like. I'm excited to see what Lauren sounds like. But that's the next couple of months, and it's a really exciting time to be part of the BBC Radio Pop Pub Station Sound.
Well, good for remembering it. Congratulations. Station Sound's an interesting one, because actually a lot of people aren't entirely sure what it is that we do, but I think we're the kind of... Oh, this sounds really arrogant, but we're kind of the glue that holds bits together. And that's quite special in the sense that we kind of permeate all the stations we work across, but in quite a hands-off way. We're not bearing down on people, but equally we're there to support people when they need it.
I think if you notice us, we're doing it wrong. So the skill in it is blending into the background, and kind of it when it goes on air, it sounds like it's always been on air. It's kind of what we go for, and we don't want to stick out.
And we got to record with Santa this week, which was pretty special.
Yeah,
actual Santa came in. Yeah, that is true.
Exclusive actual Santa. I will let you get back to the dance floor. Thank you so much. And congratulations.
The dance floor.
The dance floor.
I've never been on the dance floor in my life.
They're playing some tunes on the
dance
floor.
Back to the dance floor.
Shall we? Shall we go? Jig.
Dancing.
Congratulations to all the rest of the winners as well. You can see the full list at radiotoday.co.uk. Just ahead of James Cridland, a quick word about Clean Feed. We've been banging on about it here on the Radio Today programme, so you must have tried it by now, yeah? If you haven't, give it a go today. It's great for OBs, for doing interviews with guests, or co-hosting your show from somewhere different to usual. Clean Feed has been designed for radio people and for podcasters, and it's a really simple way to connect in live, decent quality audio over the web, and enables you as well to record right within the browser. A Clean Feed won't cost you anything to get started. It'll only take you 30 seconds to sign up, and you'll be doing your first live interview or co-hosting or recording within minutes. You can find out more about it at cleanfeed.net. That's cleanfeed.net.
At james.crid.land, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. This week, boring, boring standards. But they're there for a reason. If you tune into many FM radio stations with RDS signals in France or Italy or the US, you'll notice that some stations try putting some now playing information on that 8-character radio station name. So if you watch it, it'll slowly scroll through a song name or worse, some advertising. And due to the way that RDS works, it'll scroll once every 2 seconds, and it'll scroll very slowly, and it'll probably miss half of the words out. And worse, if you try saving a preset on your car radio, quite often it'll store the name currently being transmitted. So there are vast amounts of cars on the road who think that they're listening to Pizza or the truncated Led Zeppelin song Away to Heh. Now, this doesn't sound as if it's a great user experience, because guess what? It's not. The broadcast regulator in some countries bans this. The UK is one of them. Hooray! But more to the point, it's explicitly not allowed under the RDS specification. And DAB doesn't fix this either. In Denmark, if you turn on your DAB radio and you try tuning around, you'll notice something very odd happening. Bauer, bless them, have named all of their radio stations starting with an underscore. So underscore Radio Soft, or underscore MyRock, or underscore Radio 100. They're all together at the bottom of the list below every other radio station. The thought, presumably, is to keep Bauer stations together. But the reality is that listeners A, don't care, and B, will only see MyRock appear below their competitor Rockkanalen, and this means that the decision breaks everybody's ability to tune in by alphabetical order, making digital radio much more confusing for everybody. Where would we be if everybody did this? And DAB Plus in Australia is similarly broken. If you travel to Brisbane, firstly, pop in for a cup of coffee while you're here, and secondly, you'll notice one station on DAB called 1116 4BC, and another radio station on DAB called 4BC 1116 News Talk. Both of these radio stations are identical, but the owner of this station appears to be spamming every DAB radio set by getting two listings for the same audio. And once more, the DAB specification allows this, but again, not very good behaviour, and if everybody put two different names for the same station on the multiplex, well, where would we be then? So I know it's really dull, but just occasionally it's worthwhile reminding ourselves that standards and etiquette are there for a reason. Will what you're doing delight your audience? If not, and you're just wanting to irritate the audience, well, perhaps you're in the wrong industry. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crit.land and daily podcast news at podnews.net. And until next time, keep listening. And now on the Radio Today programme, here's a man who is a standard by himself. It's David Lloyd. Radio
Moments. He's 75 years old this week and a broadcaster much loved by his colleagues through the years.
Things go better with Radio Luxembourg International too. Whatever you're doing it better with 208. Here's Ronnie Dyson and One Man Band, his follow-up to Gonna Get Right Down to It. Or when I get right down to it, or when you get right down to it, I've forgotten. I don't remember it was a nice song, though. My memory. I'm getting mad, you know.
And I met Derek Chinnery, who was the boss of Radio 1 at that time. He said, right, you got the job. This is after a nice long chat. I had to catch the ferry back to Luxembourg. I drove over. And he said, do me a favour, don't say anything until we've issued a press release and everything and all. I went back. I found out that the Evening Standard that evening had a release, you know, which is terrible because Alan Keane was our boss, a lovely man. Can you imagine? I've been there six and a half years and that's the way he finds out I'm leaving, you know. But that's the way it is. I was going to the next day phone him up, explain, you know, and he would have understood. But he just thought he was really upset.
Boogie! Boogie, oogie, oogie, a taste of honey here in lovely Bude, where the sun is shining, there's not a cloud in the sky, and it really is just idyllic, I think is the word that comes to mind. And there's one or two people with no clothes on, otherwise known as Nude and Bude. Nude and Bude and Bude. We're going to have one or two of those people up on stage for our competitions.
Paul Burnett, born this week in 1943, from Manx Radio through Luxembourg and the Pirates, through to weekday lunchtimes on Radio 1 and Spill at Pennine Radio 2. In recent weeks, we've heard appeals for new voices for the BBC.
This is weird, isn't it?
No, still weird. But if there's a report about where I live or what I do...
It usually sounds like this.
Or it might be this.
Or maybe even this.
Or sometimes this.
BBC Young Reporter wants to change that.
If there's a story you think needs telling, or you're looking for a future in media, the BBC wants to hear from you.
But it's not altogether a new idea. This week in 1941, Wilfred Pickles joined the BBC. With his Yorkshire roots, he was said to be the first newsreader not to speak with BBC English. But he wasn't far off.
This is the BBC Home and Forces programme. Here's the news. This is Wilfred Pickles reading it. This morning's news of Japan's aggression is of successful countermeasures against the invasion of Malaya. There have also been reports of enemy attacks on Thailand and Hong Kong.
Wilfred Pickles, he was an announcer for the BBC in the North, and during the war he was on national radio too. He used to host game shows as well. His catchphrase at the end, and to all in the North, good neat. Brand extensions are all the rage now, aren't they? But credit has to go to Absolute Radio for really mastering the art. Originally under the stewardship of Clive Dickens, and another arrived this week 7 years ago.
Where else can you get the Beatles, plus punk, plus some of the best dance music ever recorded, reggae's first superstar, synthesizers, it's all in there. I'm going to play them all. You'll enjoy it.
Sex Pistols, Ramones, all that brilliant punk music that was around in the 70s. A radio station all about that is only a good thing.
Absolute 70s launching this week in 2011. The beauty of it lies in its simplicity, said Clive. Earlier this year, of course, 2018, the service came off DAB and off TV too, but it still has about a quarter of a million listeners from online only. Is that the only online Rayyard service at present? I think it might be. 2006 now, and farewell to a great.
And we're reminded that for his fifth week, Frank Ifield still shines brightly at number one with I Remember You. And up the ladder we go again, starting at number 10, Let There Be Love, Nat King Cole. Number 9, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do from Neil Sedaka. Number 8, Sealed with a Kiss, Brian Hyland. Number 7, Once Upon a Dream from Billy Fury. Number 6, I Can't Stop Loving You from Ray Charles. Number 5, Roses Are Red from Ronnie Carroll. Number 4, Guitar Tango from The Shadows.
And that is the fantastic Kamala song with a capital F for our pop, because that's going to be a smash hit. Keep it well in mind. Dolly Ross, The Supremes and The Temptations. And I second that emotion. And from Cliff and Hank.
Isn't it amazing how different he was and how different those stations were too? Fluff on the Light programme at first and then on Radio 1. Farewell to Alan Freeman, MBE, this week 12 years ago. It's strange to believe that Radio 1 and Radio 2 could ever share programmes through the day. Imagine Jeremy Vine on Radio 1 and Grimmy on 2. But they had joint programmes. They ended this week 41 years ago.
Paul Simon and Slip Sliding Away. This is Wednesday afternoon and you're listening to Ed Stewart on Radios 1 and 2. And of course next week Tony Blackburn and David Hamilton will be going their separate ways. Tony on Radio 1 and David Hamilton on Radio 2. So these last days of joint broadcasting just slip sliding away. Three more days to go.
Radio today, 1 and 2 splitting Friday. This week in 1977. David Hamilton always lamented that he ended up on the wrong station. Imagine Radio 2 being second prize. It was back then. Also this week that year, the press reported that listeners were getting ready for the major frequency changes that we talked about last week. It was said that radio manufacturers were expecting a 25% surge in sales. Maybe a lesson for DAB. It's 24 years this week since we lost Stephen Williams. He'd been the first British radio announcer on Radio Luxembourg, and he was in charge too. So when the station returned after the war years, this week in 1945, and sort of picked up where it left off, Stephen found the record collection and even discovered listeners wanted to pick up on some of the loose ends from 6 years before.
The programme came back immediately, and I had letters from people saying, how nice to hear you back on the air. And one woman wrote and said, last time I heard the station, there was a little popular programme called Young Widow Jones, and we never found out what happened to her. She was a girl who was no better than she ought to have been. She used to get all sorts of boyfriends. I mean, it was very much more respectable than now. There was no going to bed or anything like that, but she had boyfriends by the dozen, you see. And this listener was worried about what had happened to her in her last episode, my boyfriend. We were able to pick it up, carry on from there.
Stephen Williams from Radio Luxembourg, who died this week in 1994. So with Harriet Scott leaving Heart 6 years ago.
In our Royal Watch spot of a morning.
The launch of Northants 96 32 years ago.
I like listening to local news, as long as it doesn't get too boring.
XFM, born in South Wales 11 years ago.
Let this music speed through the geography, crisscross the rain-ravaged rivers and wild winds of our tiny, massive country.
And the death of Radio 2's John Dunn 14 years ago.
Monday the 31st of August it is today, and you're tuned to the BBC to Radios 1 and 2.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Thank you, David, and James Cridland, and Radio Today's Roy Martin, and to Emma Corsham, who was speaking to winners at the Audio Production Awards. Roy is still here, and thank you for all your hashtag secret sausages last week. We enjoyed reading those on Twitter, didn't we, in our mentions?
Yeah. I figure that if, you know, listeners are making the effort to stay to the end, then I should stick around as well.
So hello in particular to, I feel like I've got to whisper this, Paul Smith, to Teesside Mark, to Richard Collins, David Lloyd, who's he, Ednaf Buckley, James Cridland, no, never heard of him either, Steve Martin, Paul Blundell and Dave Carman, to mention a few who gave us a hashtag secret sausage. Thank you for that. You can still do that and we'll enjoy more secret sausages this week.
They are the dedicated few, aren't they? God bless him.
So thank you for listening. We're back with another Radio Today programme next week when Trevor Dan will be hosting our monthly roundtable for December.
Bye-bye.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.